Well, a plum gone did it now, I guess. Got myself all trussed up like a disobedient stallion, huh? You know, you could have at least left the hat on, love. Leaving me here in nothing but my boots is, well, I'll be honest, it's a little bit revealing. Yeah. You know, the hat, the belt, the poncho, giving me that whole cowboy ensemble. Instead, you got me here nothing but, well, the bare minimum. I guess I must have really ticked you off when I pulled off that heist. I'm a changed man now, though. I can't get you the money back, unfortunately, but I'm sure we can come to some sort of arrangement based on my current state. Oh, really? Is that so? Well, I won't lie, I was hoping you'd say that. So, how's this gonna work? You take my old six-shooter for a ride? Really? If I can last that long, huh? I don't know. It has been a while. I might not last that long at first. You might need to keep me around for a good portion of time if you're hoping to build my stamina up that much. You got time? Well, sugar, so do I. Just call me your Huckleberry. Oh, careful now. I don't need a shave. I feel like the whole beard kind of completes the whole outlaw ensemble, you know? I am a man dedicated to my aesthetic, what can I say? Besides, you're not doing nothing with that knife, but making me high noon below the belt. I am a man who laughs in the face of death and gets hard as hell in the face of a dangerous woman. Yeah, I won't lie, I've got a type. Oh, it's okay, Pumpkin, you can be honest with me. I know you have a type as well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be hog-tied and ready to be bred. Oh, you're not planning on doing that with me? I could have sworn that. I get it. Talk less. But really, though, you ought to take care of the man downstairs. Oh, what, is that what you think? That I should stop acting like I'm the one in control? Maybe, but at the same time, I kind of like just winding you up and seeing how far you'll go. Ah, God. Okay, Ah, fuck. I hope those boots are clean. Stepping on my dick like that? I ain't a snake in your backyard you can trample on. Fuck. Oh, God. Me, a masochist? Oh, sugar. Every day's a little painful for me. This, oh, this is pleasurable. Now, far be it from me to tell you to take it easy, but you step on me too much, I'm gonna be damaged goods before I get inside of you. And I know you really want to feel what this cowboy feels like deep inside of you. Well, you're thinking about it. Thinking about all the things you do to me? Well, I suppose we could add it into our arrangement that all you do is just, you know, step on me, but yeah, if that's the case, I'll last as long as you want in no time at all. If you really want to see me squirm, sugar, if you really want to hear me whimper, watch me writhe in agonizing pleasure, well, I bet you know what you have to do. Oh, there we go. That's a lovely view right there. I don't suppose I can request you bend over and give me a show of that pretty pink. Lovely fragrance down here. Not that I mind it. I would have just preferred a little heads up before you shove me between your cheeks. Oh, you want me to lick you down there, pumpkin? I'm all for that. Just tell old Daddy Cassidy which hole and how deep. I'm a man who aims to please. Oh, yeah? Oh, you want me to be a good boy and eat that pussy, huh? Well, long as you don't mind the beard. I heard it's, rather nice down there. Oh, gentlemen, don't eat out and tell. I have to keep some mystery to my person. After all, you've taken almost every other bit of mystique I got. Oh, I'd say you're the expert on tying men up. So why don't you tell me? What kind of a face do you like down there the most? The pretty kind, huh? Oh, I guess I should take that as a compliment, so thank you, ma'am. I guess this is easier to just grab my hair and pull me up here when I don't got my hat on, huh? All right. I can abide by that. What am I doing? I'm waiting for permission, ma'am. I want you to order me to eat your pussy out so well you can barely stand. Oh, does it get you all riled up when I act like I'm the one in charge? Well, the best way to break a stallion is to just ride him and... Not interested in horse lessons, huh? All right. That's fine. You did come here for other things, after all. Yeah, you enjoying yourself? Oh, fuck. You are tasty down here, pumpkin. Yeah, you enjoying that? Oh, I can feel your thighs trembling. Your hips all a-quivering. While I bury my tongue deep in those folds. My beard is nice and soft? Oh, thank you, darling. I appreciate it. I use the same kind of conditioner I do on my hair. Keeps it nice and luxuriant. Yeah, I guess you didn't, trust me up for hygiene tips, did you now? No, you wanted to turn me into your good little stallion, didn't you? Well, you know what they say about high-quality stallions. Oh, you don't? Well, then I guess I can pause licking your clit to tell you. When you got yourself a prize-winning stallion here, darling, the best thing to do is breed him quick as possible. I know I keep bringing that up, 'cause I want you to do it. I want you to ride my fucking dick and breed me like a fucking animal. Oh, I don't get to use that tone, huh? Well, how about this one, huh? Please, man, please, I need that tight, wet pussy around my cock. Oh, for the love of God, please, I need you to ride me good and hard, and I need you to drain every last drop of seed from me while you breed my sweaty, desperate body. How was that? I ain't even touching you right now, and you are going like a faucet, sweetheart. I guess that flipped the switch. So come on. Please use my body. Use this hung stallion's thick, girthy cock to breed yourself with. Use me like fucking livestock. Turn me into your personal fucking meat pole. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's the ticket. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck, right there. Hey! Oh! Want me on my back, huh? Well, what you doing with my legs? Oh. Now, this is a position I have not done in... Oh, sometime. Gonna ride me Amazon style, huh? Oh, God. You have no idea how much of a turn on this one is. Oh, God. What's that, sugar? Oh, I already told you, a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell. But I will tell you, she was a tall, strong, strapping woman. Oh, fuck. Well, I can neither confirm or deny whether it was that particular buff beauty. But I will tell you that you are doing a fantastic job milking my cock. No, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, you are breeding me so good right now. Oh, shit. Oh, you're so tight on me. So fucking wet and warm and slick. And you are taking every inch of me. God damn. I guess you were as hungry for this as I was, huh? Maybe you were a little more hungry. So desperate and eager for this fat fucking dick up inside of you. I bet you caught me just for this express purpose, despite the bounty on my head. Oh, I guess I better make it worth your while, huh? Oh, God. Oh, God, harder, faster, please. Oh, please. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck me harder, darling. Oh, you're doing so fucking good. God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh. Holy fucking good Lord. head is spinning. I can't fucking see straight. Oh! Thanks for letting my legs down. You made a big old mess out of me. You gonna let me shower, or you gonna lick all this sweat off my muscly body, huh? Well, did I last as long as you'd have liked? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you get me all cleaned up? And then we can train to meet that time limit. I didn't come too fast on purpose. Well, maybe I was a little quick on the draw. But when you're just so fucking gorgeous, sexy, hot, and... oh! Can you really blame a man for not lasting his full potential? Oh, darling, you are irresistible, and you better fucking believe it. Maybe just, put the knife away this time. I think that was what caused me to blow too soon. Though I wouldn't be complaining if you kept it out. Just means, you'll have to do more sessions to break me in. Well, you know what they say. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. And darling, you rode me good. Oh, I can't wait for round two.